Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Today is the fallout day from the WWE Evolution pay-per-view. Did you see the show last night? If not, you missed out on one of WWE's better pay-per-views of the year. Yesterday on Observer Live, we previewed the show, and I was looking up and down the card, and it looked like it was going to be a pretty good show, at least the top four matches. I expected Ronda and Nikki Bella to be good, since they had a long time to practice. I expected Becky Lynch and Charlotte to be a very good match. Expected Kyrie and Shayna to be good. And I expected the Toni Storm Io Shirai match to be very good. And all four of those, I can't say they all exceeded my expectations, because Toni Storm and Io Shirai, they only gave him 10 minutes. And so that one felt like the time had been cut, and that if they would have gotten another 2, 3, 4, 5 minutes, it would have been a significantly better match. But all of those matches were very good. On top of that, the Battle Royal, which I won't lie, I had no hope for that match. I had no hope for the Battle Royal. Battle Royal ended up being a really, really good Battle Royal. And there were a lot of women in that match that had not wrestled for a long time, one of whom hadn't wrestled since 2001. It was a very, very well put together Battle Royal. And at the end of the day, I thought it was one of the better WWE main roster Battle Royals I've seen in I don't even know how long. Battle Royals in WWE usually are no good, and that was a good one. Trish Stratus and Lita versus Mickey James and Alicia Fox was not a blowaway match or anything like that, but they gave them 11 minutes. I would not have given them 11 minutes, but I'd have been wrong. They gave them 11 minutes, they went out there, and they delivered. So overall, top to bottom, it was a very, very good show in the ring. It was very, very heavy-handed with all of the talk about how historic this was, how great it was that all of these women were finally getting a chance to showcase their skills after all of these decades. I could have done without that, but hey, if they do another one, it won't be the first ever, so hopefully we won't have to deal with that. But overall, a great show. We'll take your feedback on it today, plus talk all the news, Wrestling Observer Live.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
You've seen him on national television. You've heard him on national radio. Kevin Todd, president and CEO of thesportsbrokers.com, is releasing his underdog game of the month. The wrong team is favored. It's yours absolutely free. Call now, 800-220-6262. The line on this game is off by 10 to 14 points. Start your football season on a winning note. There's no one better against the spread than Kevin Todd. Become part of Kevin Todd's inner circle and you'll have access to his upset specials. Dogs winning outright. Favorites running away to win by 3 to 4 touchdowns. Let him earn your business. Let thesportsbrokers.com show you how to win consistently. Call now and get today's underdog winner outright. 800-220-6262. Absolutely free. Kevin Todd is the nation's number one sports handicapper. He's the professional the professionals turn to. It's yours absolutely free at 800-220-6262. That's 800-220-6262. Kevin Todd turns outcomes into incomes. Call now. 800-220-6262.
This is Bully Ray.
This is Jay Lethal.
Dalton Castle from Ring of Honor.
To tell you that Honor Club.
Honor Club is the ultimate ROH experience. Join now for live streaming access to Survival of the Fittest.
And all 4 nights of the Global Wars Tour.
Also, get on-demand access to past Ring of Honor events. Out-of-print compilations.
50% off pay-per-views.
And more.
Or better yet,
go VIP. And receive every major pay-per-view for free,
including Final Battle.
Honor Club is more than a network. Skip the line for pre-sale ticket access to live events and receive 15% off at ROHProShop.com on exclusive apparel, DVDs, replica championships, and more.
Go to ROHHonorClub.com.
ROHHonorClub.com.
Or open the ROH app now. Available on all Apple and Android devices and Roku.
We are Honor Club, and honor is real.
Looking at, looking at, looking at me. Look at that, look at how they're looking at me. Eyes all sticking like honey on bees.
Yeah,
look at that, look at how they're looking at me.
You're listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Lots to talk about here today, so let's not waste any time. The Evolution pay-per-view last night. Quick results of the show, then we'll talk about it more. Ronda Rousey beat Nikki Bella. She retained the Raw Women's title. Very good match. Becky Lynch beat Charlotte, last woman standing, clean for the SmackDown Women's title. Excellent match. Shayna Baszler beat Kairi Sane via submission for the NXT Women's title. And we might as well talk about it now. Shayna injured her ankle during the match, and I don't know the extent of it. She was at the airport this morning on crutches. She is very much downplaying it because she's Shayna Baszler, and this is what MMA fighters do. But she's scheduled to be evaluated today, and we'll find out if it's bad enough to keep her off the takeover show. We'll find out, but something happened to her ankle in the match last night. Sasha Bailey and Natalya beat the Riot Squad in, yes, what I felt was the weakest match on the show. Apparently I'm in the minority, but that was my thoughts, and everyone is entitled to their opinion. Toni Storm, Io Shirai was a good match, could have been better, felt short. Toni Storm won. She is the 2018 Mae Young Classic Tournament winner. Nia Jax won the, quote, historic Women's Battle Royal, because God knows women have never been involved in a Battle Royal before. She wins a Raw Women's Championship match against Ronda Rousey. Trish and Lita beat Mickie James and Alicia Fox. And in the opener, yes, the UK title was defended. Rhea Ripley beat Dakota Kai. Had a guy on Twitter that was so mad at me the other day for having so little respect for the fans that I spoiled the finish of the UK Women's Championship tournament final or whatever. Dude, this ain't airing until like January, okay? Yeah. They're having her defend the title on pay-per-views and dark matches. It has nothing to do with me not having respect for the audience. This doesn't even count as a spoiler anymore.
She's
defending
here.
A title she hasn't even won yet, for crying out loud. So that's that. Show was great. Matches were really good. I really enjoyed the show outside of the heavy-handed push of the historic nature of the event. And overall, 2 thumbs up. Mike, what did you think?
Big thumbs up. I'll throw my thumbs in there, too, so make it 4 thumbs up. It was a, you know, yeah, I mean, you can point out all the heavy-handedness, the way they rewrite history, whether it be just women's wrestling history in general or the Becky Lynch storyline, which continues to be a story that they're, damn it, history is going to dictate it and is going to read it the way they want it to be read. They'll outlast us all with the videotape. That's just the way it's going to have to be. But you take all that typical WWE stuff, the tone deafness of having the Saudi Arabia stuff in there was just mind-numbing again, but that's what they do. You take all that stuff out of it, you just look at it in a vacuum, and what a fun show. And I guess they're going to do this every year. It probably makes sense to do this every year. Hopefully there's less crying. Hopefully there's less everybody celebrating on the stage at the end. I know we're watching a variety show, but everybody does not have to always come out and take a bow, especially because it only seems to be the women that do this. So please, we can stop that and we can just have matches like we had last night, because they were awesome. And I'm with you when it comes to the 6-woman being, because of how I'm grading on a curve, I'll call it the weakest, but when the weakest is a match like that, you know it was a good night. The only reason I'm saying that the opener with Lita and Trish, I'm giving a little bit more credit to, just because they haven't been in the ring for so long. But that was probably the weakest match of all of them. But, you know, I'm going to grade it on that curve, so I say the sixth woman is a little bit weak. But also because I'm grading on a curve, I'll say that Becky Lynch and Charlotte Flair, I'm not saying it's the best WWE match this year, but boy, it's probably in the top five, and that was fantastic. I think the stuff that was supposed to be spectacle, like Ronda and Nikki and the Battle Royal, I think were better than expected. So, I mean, what can you really say? I think you really have to be kind of sour to be down on that show last night.
Hey, I got to say, by the way, as far as that promotion for Crown Jewel, I tweeted about it last night. Of course, made everybody mad. Not everybody. The usual suspects. And then I had to hear, of course they're going to promote their next event on this pay-per-view.
Oh,
when have they ever
so
not?
Stupid.
Hold on, let me go on here. Hold on.
Good.
They're ranting and raving about, of course they have to promote the next event, blah, blah, blah. This show did not air on the USA Network. The show aired on the WWE Network, okay?
Word.
Is there one person that bought or watched the Evolution pay-per-view that doesn't know that Crown Jewel is coming up next? Is there even one of them? And listen, someone's probably going to say, hey, my girlfriend never watches wrestling, but she wanted to watch the Evolution pay-per-view. So guess what? There was somebody that never watches WWE, but they watched the Evolution pay-per-view. Okay, first off, if that's the case, it is an extraordinarily small number of individuals that were watching this show on the WWE Network for the first time ever. Now, those people, your girlfriend, if she loved Evolution, you think that she's really going to be excited to watch a show in Saudi Arabia with no women allowed on the show at all? There ain't going to be one woman on the show. They're banned. Is really that important to promote the Crown Jewel show? There was zero reason to promote Crown Jewel on Women's Evolution last night. Zero, not one single reason to do it. They did it because they can't help themselves, and when they did it, they were vociferously booed, and I laughed heartily about that.
Amazing how that would happen, too. And of all places, like, you know, New York, which, you know, was Long Island, which is real close to Manhattan, where a bunch of Saudi nationalists flew planes into towers. It's tone deaf. It was stupid. And because of what the pay-per-view was, you could have wrapped the show with lead-ins and a post and something going out with it, but you didn't have to have anything put on this show. It just shows you how, just like you said, they just couldn't help themselves.
All right, let's go to the phone to see what people thought about this show. You're on the air. What's going on?
Hey, Brian, I just want to say sorry.
All right, you're out of here. So I got to block that guy again. All right, this person here says, totally agree, the six women tag was the weakest match, and the Mae Young Classic Finals should have gone 4 to 5 more minutes.
That's for sure.
Well, you're right. That's exactly what should have happened. This person here says, oh, I'll get back to this one here in a while. Everybody. I want to get the Mae Young Classic questions or comments out of the way first, and we'll talk about John Cena and Daniel Bryan at Crown Jewel. This person here says, hyping up Crown Jewel on last night's show was unbelievably tone-deaf, even for WWE. I'm glad the crowd booed the mention of Crown Jewel. This person says, I only watched the first half of Evolution, but the production seemed lower than a typical WWE pay-per-view. Thoughts? Well, it wasn't great early. I thought it ended up okay there at the end. They're in the Nassau Coliseum.
Yeah.
It's a very, very old building. When I was a kid, they ran shows from the Nassau Coliseum.
And it was bad then.
Yeah, I mean, I'll just tell you this. I don't know what the production faux pas is. I don't know if it had to do with the building or whatever, but I can tell you that, like, when I've gone to live events, and this is for UFC because they don't allow you to do anything at WWE pay-per-view events if you're press, but when I go to UFC events as press, the older buildings are a nightmare. You can't connect to the internet. Like, there's no plugins for anything. You just can't do a damn thing there. You go to a new place, and it works out. Everything you can do, it's great. There have been many UFC events that Dave has gone to where before the show starts, he has to alert us that I can't report from here. Somebody else is going to have to do the play-by-play. Can't get a plug-in, can't get internet, can't, like, even your cell phone, trying to do a toggle doesn't work in some of these old buildings. So, I will give them the benefit of the doubt early. They got everything figured out. But, hey, I don't know what the problems were, but I don't think it ruined the show.
No.
This person here says, when will we see a Becky Lynch-Ronda Rousey match? Mania or sooner? And will the Queen be traded to Raw? Well, hey, listen. I know everyone's going to disagree with this, but mark my words. By the end of this year, Charlotte is going to be the SmackDown Women's Champion.
Fine. Hey, let's give it till after Royal Rumble, at least.
No? If you watched the match last night, I feel that they gave Becky Lynch the clean win to throw her a bone, hoping fans won't be too mad when she loses the title because she got a clean win over Charlotte.
At TLC?
But in that last Woman Standing match, there were tables, there were ladders, and there were chairs. Mm-hmm. And so I firmly believe that they're going to do a TLC match in December. Charlotte is going to win the title then. She may even win it at Survivor Series. But watching the match, I think it's a TLC title switch. But we shall see. Back in a moment with more Wrestling Observer Live.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. If you want to give us a call here today, 844-411-5411 is the phone number. That is 844-411-5411. Text messages 425-780-7566. And if you're the guy that tried getting through again today, I've now blocked the fourth number here. I have no idea why, what's going on in his life, that he needs to continuously get new numbers to try to call into this show. But figure out what's going on with yourself, buddy. You're not getting on this show. There's a lot of wrestling shows that you can call, but you've attempted to hijack this show time after time, and you're not getting another chance. So move on with your life. Everybody else, obey the rules. We can have a fun show here. Got it? And by the way, are you a fan of independent wrestling? Powerbomb TV is your go-to service for all things indie wrestling.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, Powerbomb.tv features over 1,000 events from over 100 different promotions, adding up to over 2,200 hours of video-on-demand content. And that number grows every day. In addition, Powerbomb.tv has live-streamed over 52 events this year alone, with several more scheduled for 2018, including Black Label Pro's Big Trouble in Little Crown Point, coming up November 3rd, this coming Saturday, where I will be in the ring taking on Marco Stunt. It's going to be a slaughter, the likes of which you have not seen since Khabib Nurmagomedov and Conor McGregor. And this one will be worse. You can head on over to powerbomb.tv, subscribe today. You can use the promo code CHOPMARCO, M-A-R-K-O, all one word, CHOPMARCO. You'll get your first 20 days free, which means if you sign up today, you can watch the match this coming Saturday absolutely free on powerbomb.tv. So check it out, everybody. It's going to be a fun time.
There'd be some other stuff on there,
not.
Too. There's pretty good stuff, too. Yeah.
There's all sorts of great stuff. There's like 100 promotions on there, as I noted.
Jordan Grace and Ethan Page and PCO and Dasher Hatfield, which is certainly a clash of styles, if there ever was one.
This person here says, anytime you tweet about Observer Live, the sports byline link is spelled wrong. That's impossible. Are you kidding me?
Really?
Let me go up here and check. I was a spelling bee winner as a young man.
Oh, yeah?
Damn, he's right. I did spell it wrong. Mm. What an idiot. All right, well, I'll fix that.
How
thank you, caller.
How did you spell sports byline wrong?
Well, I forgot the B. It says sports eyeline. Don't mock me. Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's going on?
Hey, y'all. What's up?
What's up?
Zim from San Antonio, Texas. So here's the deal. Last night, I really liked the show, Evolution. But, you know, most of my problems had nothing to do with the women in the ring. It really had to do with the commentators, Michael Cole, but Beth Phoenix and Renee Chu. And my main problem was actually something that no one, I think, said, but maybe it's just me that, you know. Maybe
what was it?
Me, but, well, the deal is, I know that Beth Phoenix and Renee Young are friends with Nikki Bella because they were out there and they were saying, like, how, like, she's really, like, you know, an athlete and she shouldn't be associated with just divas and she really did work hard. And I know that she didn't get as far as she is for absolutely nothing. But, I mean, like, that's just, to me, that's not the way that the match should have been presented. I mean, she should have, like, you know, been presented as, like, basically a cowardly heel to me who, I don't want to say that they had to make it seem like she had no chance against Ronda Rousey, but they, like, to me, made her sound like she was way too credible. And, like, Michael Cole and none of them did it, like, you know, a good job at, like, and they never do that.
Well, listen, my friend, hold on a second. Let me explain some professional wrestling to you here, buddy. If you're going to do a match where it's going to go, how long did that match go, everybody? Let me find out here. That match went 12 minutes. I'm sorry, 14 minutes. It was a 14-minute match, okay? If you're going to do a match where in 14 minutes, Ronda Rousey's going to sell for, like, 8, 9, 10 minutes, then you would be an idiot as a commentator if you went in there and you said, Nikki Bella has no chance against Ronda Rousey. Nikki is nothing but a pretty face. She doesn't deserve to be in here. She's a throwback to the Divas division, and she's a bad wrestler. You know what that does to Ronda Rousey? If you promote Nikki Bella like that, and then Nikki Bella, who doesn't deserve to be in there, and is only a pretty face, and sucks in the ring, and whatever else you want to say about her, goes in there and beats up Ronda Rousey for 8 straight minutes. You have to put Nikki Bella over as a credible threat. Otherwise,
everybody
you hurt
sucks.
Ronda Rousey.
Exactly.
That's just the way things go. I thought the commentary, I'll give you this. Commentary was better last night than it was during the Mae Young Classic. And I've said this many times. I had some guy on the board saying, Brian's going out of his way to not say anything negative about the women. And all I did was rattle off a list of women that I've gotten mad at for one reason or another on WWE television over the last 6 months.
Oh, good. You didn't listen.
Nia Jax killing people. By the way, she killed another person last night. when she...
Oh, poor Tamina.
Dude, she tosses Zelina over the top rope onto Tamina. And, like, I don't know if you guys are aware of this or not, but, like, when you're being thrown, you can't just, like, change direction in midair. It's not like we're in outer space, which you couldn't even do it there either. But, like, her job is to throw her so that they hit each other chest to chest. Like, Tamina's just standing there waiting to catch her.
She's kind of a tall target, too, you know?
And anyway, she throws Zelina's knees right at Tamina's face, and Tamina takes it right in the nose and goes down. I just couldn't even believe my eyes.
So terrible.
I mean, I didn't rant about Brie Bella. I mean, anyway, the point of this is the Beth Phoenix and Renee Young combo, they're not great, and they're not terrible. They are there, and they don't add a lot, and they don't take a lot away. Michael Cole, on the other hand, actively hurts my enjoyment of the product with the stupid stuff that he says.
Well, yes.
So this has nothing to do with defending Renee Young and defending Beth Phoenix. I mean, for crying out loud, Renee Young did an interview, I don't know if it was an interview, it was on commentary on Raw, and she made some comment about how nobody works harder than Dean Ambrose. And I nearly fell out of my chair. I mean, you want me to rant and rave about Renee Young saying stupid things? That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard any commentator say.
Well, for what some New Japan fans are saying, Renee and Beth were Dave Brown and Lance Russell compared to Lanny Poffo on the New Japan broadcast. So
I heard he didn't do well, but I didn't hear it.
It's a work in progress, just like these women. I mean, again, when has Renee Young been a play-by-play woman? She did it for a little while with NXT. This is going to be a work in progress. You got somebody screaming in your ear. You got multiple people that are in your ear. You got cues. You got things that they like to be done and things that want to be said in a certain way. And, you know, when you're not programmed into that world, which Beth Phoenix is not and has not been on a regular basis, there's going to be a learning curve. And if, again, this is where you're picking at a show, then you're really just picking at scraps at that point. And I guess I get it, but I mean, what do you want? I mean, how many great women's wrestling announcers are there out there? There's not that many. You know, you can get great women's sports announcers to come in and play-by-play women and color women to come in and do a show, but we haven't cultivated any. Now we're cultivating some. I mean, you know, SoCal Val has done some. Who else? Why am I brain locking right now? She's great. Too. Veda Scott. Veda Scott's fantastic. How many other women are out there doing play-by-play on the regular? I don't think it's that many.
Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What is going on?
Hey, boys. What's up? Happy Monday.
Happy Monday, my friend.
What's up, man?
You know, overall, I thought the show was really, really good last night. I guess my expectations going into it weren't that high. So they were really, really great job by WWE. My only two things, and I know, Brian, you touched on one of them, to suspend my disbelief that Ronda Rousey has to get, you know, she has to sell that much, it's really hard to do. They're promoting her as the baddest woman on the planet. I understand what you're saying. I guess if it was Nia Jax in there, it'd be a little different. But being that it's Nikki Bella in there, you know, that's kind of hard to do, that she's really selling for that long. And number two, at the very end, when all the women are on the stage all together at the end, I didn't like that Charlotte and Becky through all that last night, and they're standing there next to each other. And
were they next to each other?
Or whatever. They weren't next to each other, but they're all on the stage together. And,
they were on stage together, but they weren't next to each other, because I looked for that.
Right. Yeah, I did too. But it's just kind of really, you know, they're asking to suspend your disbelief, and it's, you know, just hard to do after a great match like that. And here they are, maybe an arm's length apart, and they're all smiling and laughing and, you know, end the show like that. And I just kind of, you know, wanted your thoughts on that.
Well, they wanted to do a curtain call, and at least they didn't put them together hugging, which, I honest to God, when I saw them all on the ramp, I thought, God, they're going to have Charlotte and Becky hugging. But they didn't. So,
no, but still.
It's fine. One show, there's a curtain call, who cares? Listen, I'm not going to sit here. I'm not going to sit here, everybody, and rant and rave about WWE never giving people a happy ending. And then actually complain when there's a happy ending to a show and everybody's happy. And the fans in the building, they weren't mad one bit that they were all out there. They were giving them a standing ovation. They were happy to see everybody. Like, the baby faces largely won up and down the show, except for the Kairi Sane match. I liked it.
Out of curiosity.
I don't want to see it every time, but I liked it.
at what point did Becky Lynch turn on Charlotte Flair while Ric Flair was sick?
Well,
was
Ric Flair
sick at any point?
Because yeah, he had all of those health issues.
When Becky was turning dirty?
Well, no, but
because
I mean,
because that's part of the new narrative now that Michael Cole said during that match. It was like, wait a second.
Well, he probably
obviously
just
I'm
forgot something for
crying
out loud. He doesn't remember anything.
You know what? I bet you Road Dogg programmed him to say that. That's something that he just said intentionally to make me upset.
Hey, listen, everyone. If you didn't see the show last night, they had a video package for Becky and Charlotte, and they literally edited out the cheering and edited in booing. I swear to God, I couldn't believe my eyes. And usually I believe everything that I see, but that was just too much for me.
You can't believe fans like her. You can't believe it.
Back in a moment, Wrestling Observer Live.
We'll be again, other points in between. And the cool, cool mornings turn the days of swim or sink. Living right is easy.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055. Text JOIN to 44055.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com, just tweeted out an article from the Washington Post that was quoted in today, talking about the Women's Evolution, Crown Jewel, how it all ties together. Tonight on Raw, tomorrow on SmackDown, we're going to maybe find out more about Crown Jewel, because story is that John Cena is not going. And John Cena was promoted as being part of the tournament front and center last night at Evolution. And obviously, Daniel Bryan is fighting for the WWE title, allegedly, on the show. So what are they going to do? Well, we'll find out tonight. If John Cena gets removed from the tournament, that's that story. And according to Dave last night, they may or may not even shoot an angle on SmackDown to get Daniel Bryan out of the match. They may do something day of the show. Which, man, if they do that, and I decided that I was going to get the network to see that match, and it turns out that on the day of the show they shoot an angle to not have the match take place, I'd be pretty mad. So I guess we'll have to see what they end up doing there for that, and we'll see what they end up doing leading to, I guess, Survivor Series is next. Obviously, any women's angles tonight aren't leading to Crown Jewel, so those would be Survivor Series matchups. Let's take one more call here today, and then we'll go to the text messages and more news. You're on the air. What is going on?
Hey, Brian. It's BJ from Arizona.
Yes, BJ.
Hey, I just had a quick question. So last night's show was one of my favorite shows from the main roster in a very long time. It just had like a different feel. It almost felt like it had the energy of like an NXT takeover. I was just wondering if you knew if Triple H had anything behind it. Like, was he the one producing the show? Because it kind of felt like a different type of main roster show, if that makes sense.
Well, I want to thank you very much for the call. I didn't hear anything of that sort last night. And my feeling is that if Hunter was in charge of running the show, like, we all would have heard about this last night. I think that he probably had more say in the show. For example, I don't think that, like, Vince McMahon took control of the Mae Young Classic tournament final. I mean, maybe Vince said it's going 10 minutes, that's it. You guys can do whatever you want in 10 minutes. And probably Hunter was in charge of the NXT match, the Baszler-Kairi Sane match. But, I mean, the rest of it, it was a very WWE-style show. I mean, the Nia Jax winning the Women's Battle Royal, I mean, that's a monster heel winning a Battle Royal, although she's a babyface. But the Sasha, Bailey, Natalya, I mean, that was very much like just an extended version of a Raw match. I mean, the Legends match that opened the show was very much a WWE match. Becky and Charlotte, you would have seen that match on any WWE pay-per-view if they gave the women 28 minutes and 40 seconds to do it. And Ronda Nikki was totally a WWE-style match. So, yeah, I don't think he was in charge of the show, but I think for certain matches he had more of his hand into it.
In any other profession, or, like, you know, if you were talking about sports or filming anything, you'd say at some point you'd try out a different director or something like that just because you'd want somebody there in case Kevin Dunn wasn't. But that, unless we hear otherwise, Kevin Dunn's the guy producing the show. And I don't know where Vince lives, if he's in Connecticut or in Florida most of the time. I really don't. But, you know, if he's in Connecticut, you know, it's very easy for him to make it to Nassau, Long Island, and to be there for the show that he's putting on, you know, even during an incredibly busy week where he's probably going to be going over to Saudi Arabia. So, yeah, I mean, I don't, until we hear otherwise, I mean, things are going to be how they are over there.
Let's just put it this way. Last week's Raw, when somebody called and asked if Vince was there, because they didn't see Vince in the gorilla position when Roman went backstage to say goodbye to everybody. The very next day, I heard Vince isn't there. I think I actually talked about it on the show first. I said that I didn't know. I presumed he was there, but somebody in the company then got a hold of me and said, no, he wasn't there last Monday. So, I think that if he hadn't been there last night, and if Triple H had run the show, I think that we would have heard about it. I got a lot of notes from the show. And none of them involved, man, Vince wasn't here and Hunter ran the show. So if you like it, this is what it's going to be like when Vince is gone. I had nothing like that.
Well, and here's the only thing that we know is generationally, you know, as time moves on, there's going to be people there who are Hunter's age or younger. I mean, your Adam Pierce's and all those guys that are there. So sooner or later, change is going to come and we'll find out. I think sometimes we rush it. And there's things that they should be doing now to update. Hopefully they're doing this in time for next year and the re-debuts on USA and on Fox, you know, for Raw and SmackDown. Hopefully they are doing something. But until those guys are gone, that's the way it is. Now, one thing I want to ask you, because I kind of threw it out there on Twitter last night. Maybe I'm thinking way too far ahead. But since they mentioned it was for a future title shot and they did already have a feud, and I don't think they want Nia to be booed, but Do you think this deal with Ronda and Nia and Nia winning is just either one, they just wanted Nia to win because she's big and they like her and all that sort of stuff and her family lineage, or do you think they have it in the back of their mind they can have Nia have that money chip because on the way to WrestleMania, which Charlotte and Ronda may very well be main eventing, on the way to that, just like they do with the men, they want Ronda to slay a giant, and that'll be when she cashes in her title opportunity would be in February or something like that to try to trip Ronda up on the way to facing Charlotte?
I think that would be – I mean, they could do it, but
am I to do? Am I giving them too much credit for planning?
Yes. I think it should just be she gets her shot at Survivor Series. That's it.
And they just gave her the win because they just gave her the win?
I mean, honest to God, like, I don't know why – I mean, you don't know going in – if you've watched any Raw shows, whether it's Raw or pay-per-view, over the last 6 months, I mean, there's nothing that would indicate to anybody that the second most popular person on the show was going to be Ember Moon, of all people. But she was. And, of course, watching the Battle Royal, all you could think is, why isn't Ember Moon winning? Because she's super popular. It's a match they haven't done before. Why not? But, hey, this person here... on the subject of Nia Jax, says, what does WWE see in her besides being Dwayne and Joe's cousin? Well, she's Dwayne and Joe's cousin. That's number one. And number two, look at how they promote her. She's large yet beautiful. She used to be a model. She's breaking barriers. Like, this is the sort of thing that they like to do. This is why when people ask, does so-and-so deserve to be in the Hall of Fame, the WWE Hall of Fame? There is no, does this person deserve? The Hall of Fame is a marketing tool. If they feel that there is a way to market you in the WWE Hall of Fame, you're going to go into the WWE Hall of Fame. That's it. They have a way to market Nia Jax. Whereas, like, how do you market Ember Moon? How do you market, just take anybody from the WWE roster. If there is a special way to market them, they are more likely to get a push than somebody else, even if somebody else is a better wrestler. This is a marketing company. So that's why she gets these opportunities.
They can't figure out a way to market Rebecca Lynch.
Well, I mean, they can market her as, you know, she's very popular and she's very pretty and she's
very talented.
I mean, they don't like her accent. I mean, that's been made abundantly clear.
Oh, my God. But they like Drew McIntyre's, who fits the aesthetically pleasing scale on the other side, although I guess his offense is better. He doesn't have the pun game that Becky does. It's just, again, it's amusing that I know they want to go with Charlotte and Ronda, and I'm okay with that. But it's like Ronda's not going to be the heel. She shouldn't be the heel. And who cares if Charlotte is? Who cares if anybody is? The thing that I know is I know Becky's not.
Run through these text messages, a million of them. This person says, the Queen does not need to be traded to Raw to face Ronda. She can win the Rumble and then challenge Rousey for Mania. Correct. Correct. Person also says, what's with the NXT superstars all winning the Evolve titles? Well, there was an Evolve 114 show in Florida, and Fabian Aichner of NXT beat Shane Strickland to win the Evolve title, and the Street Profits beat Chris Dickinson and
Jaka.
Who's his partner? Jaka, to win the tag team title. So the story is this. NXT and Evolve obviously have a working agreement. And the storyline is that the NXT wrestlers who won titles at that show are going to be working all of the future Evolve events through the end of the year. So this is a way for some of these NXT guys to be able to get an opportunity. Let's just backtrack for a second here, okay? If you remember Jinder Mahal.
I remember him.
Yes, I'm going back to Jinder Mahal here. Jinder Mahal was a guy who was a mid-card or lower guy for a long time. Then he was released. WWE decided they were going to do a brand extension, and so they hired a few former wrestlers whose sole job at the time they were hired was to show up and be names that could be beaten.
Enhance.
They were enhancement talent. Well, WWE then decided there's a lot of money to be made in India. And so they took this guy, who had done nothing but jobs I think he had one win prior to them making him the champion.
Literally.
And they decided, we're going to push this guy as the top guy on the brand because we can do anything we want and we can make this work. Now, something that I learned as a wrestler a long time ago is that there are different styles of wrestling in the sense that there is a way to work as a prelim worker, there's a way that you work when you're a mid-carder, and there's a way that you have to work when you're a main eventer. At no point in Jinder Mahal's main event or WWE main roster career was he ever a main eventer. And so when they put the title on him, they took a guy that had only known how to work an enhancement style or maybe a lower mid-card comedy style, and they tried to make that guy work as a main eventer. It failed miserably. By the end, he kind of was doing better just because he'd had to do it for so long. But my point of all of this is, you have these guys in developmental. Obviously, they have plans for Fabian Aichner, and obviously, the Street Profits are very, very popular. But there's a difference between being Fabian Aichner and going out there and being carried and having to work as a main eventer and a champion. They did this with Matt Riddle. Matt Riddle figured it out and became awesome. So this is a way to help certain NXT stars get an opportunity to go out there on shows and work in a championship capacity. And it also helps Evolve because when you put NXT names on an Evolve card, you're going to sell more tickets. That's the whole story here. We'll see what it does for both companies and the performers involved.
Plus, which direction do Evolve guys usually go once they leave Evolve?
They usually head to NXT.
They do, don't they? And you know, no offense to the Street Profits, but has it been Montez for how long has he been in developmental?
I have no idea, but you can check.
Long time. Jock and Chris Dickinson actually have more of a WWE future than those guys do, at least in my eyes. And if this gets these guys and becomes a portal now to get Evolve guys hanging out on the coconut loop, or better yet, on TV every once in a while, don't think that's the worst idea in the world.
This person here says, could we see Evolve titles being defended on NXT TV? I doubt it. Anything is possible. Maybe NXT house shows, but
I'll just take the guys showing up, not even the titles.
This person here says, do you think that WWE would work nowadays with the old Crockett format, TV focused on squash matches and promos? No, it just wouldn't work anymore.
Nope.
Would it not work anymore? This person here says, he's wondering about production. Was it NXT's TakeOver's production crew? Everything was WWE last night. It was a WWE pay-per-view event. Vince was in charge. Their production crew was in charge. It was at the Nassau Coliseum. Everything was WWE. So if you hate Vince and thinks he sucks, he ran that show last night that you loved.
Some people were in Charlotte already, but you know.
Back in a moment, Wrestling Observer Live.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. This person here says, I can't believe no one's talked about how the ref gave Becky the chair when she was in the figure eight. Yes, did you see this, everybody? Charlotte puts Becky in a figure eight in the ladder, and Becky's supposed to get a chair to break free. But she's too far away, and she's stuck in a ladder. And so as the referee is checking on her, he surreptitiously steps on a chair and moves it closer, and then she gets it. At which point the fans chant, thank you, referee!
There you go.
It's awesome.
Well, there's one thing I didn't. The overselling of the ref in the Kairi Sane match was... We got to work on that one, too. You know, again, we're working on this. You don't want the ref to be Tommy Young. They don't want the refs to be seen like that. So
this person here like that. Says, I paid $20 for my Evolution ticket. I think there were tickets available for like $6, if I recall correctly, there by the end. But said it was the best $20 I've ever spent on a live show because I did not have to hear Michael Cole ruin the Mae Young Classic in NXT. I got to tell you, man. If I could have been at that show live last night, that'd have been so great. I wouldn't have to have listened to all of that goofy stuff. I could have just watched all the great matches. I would have loved to have been there live.
The people.
This person here says, Ronda selling for Nikki is like Goldberg selling for Jerry Flynn. Well, you know, sometimes he did sell for Jerry Flynn, and I like those matches. Get out of here. Don't denigrate Jerry Flynn, of all people.
Lightning foot.
He was great.
One of Russo's reinventions.
All right, everybody, we're totally out of time. I want to thank you all for listening here today. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Check out WrestlingObserver.com for more. There's a lot of great stuff up there, more to come. And we'll be back here tomorrow, every day, live and free, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, here on SportsByline.com. Check it out. That's it. We'll talk to you later next time. Wrestling Observer Live.